They're loading into the barriers. Moods, Mytho, Rog, and the Rain Man. And they're underway for Moody on the Mic.
Welcome back to the regular season finale of Moody on the Mic. I'm Roger Aldridge. Joining me, as they do every week, Peter Moody, Anthony Mytho, and the resident Rain Man, Tom Hackett. Moods, you ruined Bossy's retirement.
Yeah, boys. Ugly weekend. God bless Aka Cheddar in the time-honoured Wodonga Cup on Friday. And the weekend proceeded to go backwards from there. Spanish Mission didn't fire. Made a goose out of a bloke, Burton. He ran well off his top. So I read those two Colts very wrong on Saturday. So they're both off to the paddock, and probably a good thing for the punters that I'm off to the paddock after tonight.
Ray, man, the bookies would have loved Spanish Mission not firing a shot on Saturday.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting one. Rog wasn't overwhelmingly well backed, though, Spanish Mission. It did open very short, so it was definitely the anchor for a few multis. So certainly a good result for the book, and Sound was basically friendless. But it wasn't that sort of one-way traffic you do often see for these $1.40 pops there in the Zipping Classic. But I still thought it was a great day out there at Caulfield. I think Bossy got the send-off he deserved. There was plenty of hype there. It was a really good – it looked like – I wasn't there on track, but it looked like a really good atmosphere there at Caulfield on Melbourne. Crowds were up for Zipping Classic Day. So I think despite not getting the result we wanted in the feature race, I think it was ticks all around.
Mytho, did you finally get back to the track, mate? And unfortunately, Burden, as Moose mentioned, didn't fire on Saturday. But did you get there?
Yeah, I was there. I was front and square with Petey. Our bald heads shining in the Caulfield sunshine. It was It was a great day. It was great to have fans back. It was great to see some top action racing. It was great to farewell Bossy until today when he's announced that he's riding in the Saudi Cup and he's back again. This is going to be the greatest retirement since John Farnham, I reckon. There'll be 15 of them. There'll be whistle top stop tours all over Australia. There'll be shirtless moments in every city. I mean, Bossy, really, really? In the week that he announced his retirement, he announces, oh, it was an offer too good to refuse. I've got to ride in the Saudi Cup. The time-honoured Saudi Cup. That's as time-honoured as the gong.
I did get some John Farnham vibes about it. But, Mytho, we've got to feel a little bit left out in the cold, because there's another case of Moods knew what was happening, didn't say anything. And I've got to say, Rain Man would have undoubtedly known what was happening as well, because Bossy is going to go and work for Ladbrokes. So both our teammates here on Moody on the Mic have kept us in the dark.
Nothing.
It was nice to be able to have some cards to play close to my chest. Normally you and Moods are the one with all the secrets, but it was nice to have something I could really hold to myself, thinking these
not much of a chest to hold close to, mate, so I wouldn't get too carried away.
That's fair.
I've got to say now, a bit of breaking news here. We all know what happened about a month ago, but I've got to say, Moods did win a Melbourne Cup. Now, it wasn't a horse race. It was the Greyhounds, and he wasn't the trainer. He was a punter, but I was with him at the Dogs on Friday night, and the big fella, he's put all his Aka Cheddar winnings straight on the upset the hot pot in the Melbourne Cup Dogs and walked out taking the bookies cash from Sandown on Friday night. So finally, a Melbourne Cup win from the big fella.
Did you really?
You were quiet about that
on Saturday.
Yeah, no. Launched into Koblenz, the winner of the Melbourne Cup at Sandown Parkers, out of frustration that I couldn't get my own Melbourne Cup a few weeks back, that I wanted to join the party. And the party I did, and it was a good night. Roger and I were out there for the night and we poked along and had a lovely evening, a very pleasant evening. And, I don't know what more to say. Back to winner. Very unusual for me. I very seldom have a bet and we found one.
Mytho, I obviously missed my invitation to the Melbourne Cup Dogs with Rog and Moods. Looks like you missed out as well. Disappointing.
I wasn't going to the Dogs.
Man of the people, Anthony Mytho. He's not going to be caught dead at the Greyhounds.
Oh, no, not really that.
Not enough glass to be behind at Sandown Park, is there, Mytho?
We were behind Sandown glass.
Dogs about 20 years ago and vowed that I would never return.
I reckon I saw plenty of cotton on product there.
You would have.
Out in the bird. Another little story from last week, though, Merge, that I heard you tell on radio on Saturday. You also stripped out the bookies at Pakenham on Thursday night. The on-course bookies.
Yeah, well, I had a runner there on Thursday night, Lady Court, and I thought it was a 4 or 5 to 1 shot, and it lobbed at $26. It just, I don't know what happened there. And once again, I keep saying I don't bet, but when you got a horse, it's a 4 or 5 to 1 shot, and it's, you know, lobs up at $26. And I think some of my esteemed colleagues and friends might have got 34s at the jump if they wanted to own up to it. It was just one of those abnormalities where this horse was friendless for no reason.
I was far less on it than Moods did, though. So technically, it all came out even in the wash.
So, no, that was really pleasing. So nice to have a couple of winners. But Saturday's the day people remember, and I let the team down. So we've got to try and bounce back this weekend if we can. And I'm going to go home undefeated this Saturday. I can assure you of that. I haven't got a run.
Scratching Ride and Rose. What's that about, Moods?
He'll be eating the green grass of Rosemont Stud Series tomorrow morning. He just needs a little freshen up. He's just not 100% right. His blood picture hasn't been right. There you go. Look at that. He'll be up in that paddock tomorrow morning and just having a freshen up. He's well and happy and healthy, but his blood tells me otherwise. So I'm going to give him a break.
Is that is it fair to say that he might have didn't I see on Instagram it was Wright and Rose's like fourth birthday or something yesterday, and young Tom Preble was feeding him cake? Do you think that had something to do with it, maybe?
Well, it could have got his sugar levels up, I reckon. Tommy Preble, son of the great Brett Preble, is Wright and Rose's regular partner in track work and tends to him at home on the ground, and certainly has an affinity with the horse. And I'll have to speak to him about feeding him that cake because his blood picture came up wrong. And it could be his fault.
Now, before we get to a break, and on the other side of it, we're going to look at the Kingston Town, the Pakenham Cup, and the George Moore Stakes up there in the Olympic swimming pool that is Doomben Racecourse. But this is, like I mentioned, the final Moody on the Mic regular season episode. We are going to do some listener specials over that are going to run over the next 4 weeks or so while we had a bit of break. So if you've got a question, mainly for Moods, but if you're really desperate and you've got one for the other three of us, that's fine as well. But
some of us have got something to offer.
moodymailbag@gmail.com. Send an email through. We've already had a few emails come through on that. We dropped a little announcement in the podcast feed yesterday, or on Twitter using the hashtag Moody on the Mic. So if you've got a question, send it through. And there is, for the best questions, Smitho, you're throwing something up.
Yeah, we might throw in a couple of Rosemont merch kits. What do we think? We'll
can I enter? I still haven't got my Rosemont merch.
Have you not got anything yet?
Right. Never. Now? I'm not winning. I'm not in front of the camera enough. Like you gave it all to James McDonald, who's getting hole in ones. But you know,
yeah. No, a bit more me about you, and maybe I can give you some me time. Yeah.
Any hole in ones from J-Mac this week? Any golfing reports?
I haven't heard from the great man.
I think he got 180 in darts instead.
Yeah.
And potted out off the break at pool.
I've got a suggestion too, Rog, if I can. Save me the email. I'll just make it direct to sender. Could we perhaps dedicate like a whole show to the legacy of Caulfield? I'm just not sure. Is anyone really... is anyone aware that the Caulfield trainers are no longer training at Caulfield?
Haven't just seen anything on it. Caught
everyone by surprise. I mean, if the punters could care less, I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet that punter that cares less. No one gives a shit. Someone asked me today at lunch, they said, hey, this Caulfield thing, are we not racing at Caulfield anymore? I said, no, they're racing. The trainers can't train. They said, oh, is that all? Oh, who gives a shit?
Yeah, well, that bloke.
Just carry on.
Well, that bloke, obviously being a simpleton like yourself, you probably had a lunch full of them with you, and that could only be imagined. But Caulfield's been one of the greatest, if not the greatest, training centre in Australian racing in probably the last two or three decades.
There's better ones now, though.
And it has been. Is there? Where?
Well, you're at one, aren't you? Where? Oh, you want to pot packing them, do you?
No, I'm not potting packing them, but it hasn't got the history or the record of Caulfield, has it? It's
no,
got to
that's
work.
Fine, but it's been a 3-week snooze fest.
What about if your partner and brother-in-law said, well, we're not breeding any more horses at Rosemont Stud, then you're standing out the front with a fruit and veggie van trying to sell potatoes. We'd hear about it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to read about it, though, on racing.com for 3 weeks. Racing.com
is a racing show, and it reports racing news, and obviously people with more significance in the industry than Anthony Mithen of fucking Bingle Bong fucking Park, has no interest in it. Well, no one gives a flying fuck, but other people obviously do. Well,
and Anthony Mithen gets a good run on racing.com, as do Rosemont Stud. So don't whinge too much, Mitho.
It's time to blend it, punters. Get more winning chances in the same race with Ladbrokes Blended Bets. Back multiple runners with a single blended bet, and if any of your selections finish on top, boom, you win. Get the down low on the download and get the Ladbrokes app today. Ladbroke it with a blended bet. Minimum price $1.10 for blended bet. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Group 1 racing, the final Group 1 of the calendar year in Australia, is on in Perth this weekend. It is the Kingston Town over 1,800 at Ascot. Rayman, a dominant favourite with the bookies, and we saw Western Empire blow them all away in the Railway Stakes. You missed my apology last week, by the way, but you'd expect him to do it all again.
Yeah, it's where history could be made here in the Kingston Town Classic, Rog. The unbelievable combination of William Pike, Grant and Alana Williams, and Bob Peters looking for the Group 3 trifecta after already winning. They won the Railway with Western Empire. They won the Winterbottom Stakes last week in really impressive fashion. Now going out into the Kingston Town Classic, and they're $1.45 to win it with Western Empire. The second favourite, also trained by Grant and Alana Williams, is Regal Power, the former All-Star Mile winner. He's $6. Search and Rocks, three-year-olds have a pretty good record in the Kingston Town Classic. Search and Rocks has been well-backed early. It's into $9.50. It's the early market mover. But for me, it's very, very tough to see how Western Empire gets beaten. I think it's deserving of that status as a $1.45 favourite. And it's a big occasion for the Williams stable, who are looking to clean sweep the Group 1s in Perth. And obviously, the announcement was made this week that there will be a change to their training arrangement with Bob Peters. So if you check Ladbrokes social media channels, after you listen to this, it'll be live by the time the podcast goes live. Adam Hamilton's done a really good Q&A with Grant and Alana Williams. They don't do a huge amount of media, so some really good insight into their training operation, their future, which could include a satellite stable in Victoria, and plenty of insight into Western Empire as well.
They're not actually allowed to do a lot of media, Rayman, because Bob Peters doesn't like them talking about his horses. So we might see a little bit more open book from Grant Nalada under this new agreement. I think you're spot on, though. Western Empire obviously got a mortgage on the race. Might be one to play them, the exotics. So you take Western Empire one out for mine, and now I'm going to play Notorious one, Kiss on All Four Cheeks, and also the Philly Search and Rocks to finish second and third. Just box those few up for the minor placings. But Western Empire, if he brings what he did in the Railway, it'll be another demolition job over the extra trip. Moods.
Yeah, well, listen, I wasn't against him. I just didn't know him in the Railway, and seeing is believing. It's hard to see anything turning tables on him in it. Regal Power is the genuine weight for age horse in the race. He's the one to beat, the stablemate, and I thought Kiss on All Four Cheeks was solid in the Railway. But something's got to go amiss with the favourite to see him getting beat, I would imagine.
What about the 8.5 kilo weight pull for the 3-year-old filly, Moots, Search and Rocks? What sort of a impact does that have? It's a last start Group 3 winner. Maybe she's on the rise. She might be Group 1 class. We don't know yet. Does the 8.5 kilos give you a little push to say, well, maybe I'll just take the Quinella and be happy for a price?
Well, listen, possibly. Why not consider it? But I think, bearing in mind, it is an 82 Raider. So obviously the Group 3 that she won at a last start wasn't highly rated. So take that as you like. And once again, not knowing the horse, a bit like myself with Western Empire the start before, she'd want to be good to beat him, I think, even with 8.5 kilos.
Yeah. That's the way I'm going, just to work around Search and Rocks to sort of fill a trifecta or first four, and you'd be mad not to, you'd be mad to be betting against Western Empire. Put it that way, he's a star on the rise, and he'll be a force to be reckoned with on the Eastern Seaboard when we see him here.
Yeah, it'll be over at Grant and Alana Williams Melbourne Satellite Stable before you know it.
Do you think that'll happen? Is that the mail?
That's the plan.
I think would that be Grant and Alana's plan? And
straight from they're the ones that said it, so I'd say so.
Right. Okay. That's good.
I think Bob Peters is spreading his horses round by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
So Bob Peters spreading his horses round. Grant and Alana Williams will take in some outside clients as well.
Yeah.
Former Freo footballers getting a few of Bob Peters' horses as well. He's getting about half a dozen of the young ones. So something to watch over there in the West. The Pakenham Cup. Jamie Carr returns to racing on Friday. I don't know whether you've read that on racing.com, Mitho. She's on the favourite in the Pakenham Cup, Smoke and Roman. And as the bookies given Smoke and Roman the old car price bump that we've become accustomed to before her suspension?
They absolutely have, Rog. Smoke and Roman's is the favourite at $3.50, been well supported early. Team captain, who scored three wins on the trot on the second line of betting at $4.50. Mankayan, who's been up for an eternity, it feels like, on the third line of betting at $4.80. They're the three main horses in the market. And I think Jamie Carr will not have to wait long to score her first feature race win after returning from suspension. So I think Smoking Romans is the horse to beat here. He's just so consistent, this gelding, never produces a bad effort. Was gallant in defeat last start in the Bendigo Cup, only beaten by a pixel there. And I think with Jamie Carr back on the saddle is obviously an advantage. As we've said before, she's going to have a serious chip on her shoulder. She's super, super motivated. And I just think he's perfectly set up in this race. So he's won at Pakenham before, got a great record at this trip. Jamie Carr in the saddle ticks all the boxes for me here, Smoking Romans.
The one that ticks the boxes for me is actually Team Captain, which is formerly Yulong Captain. Been in really good form. Won his first two runs for the new stable under Matt Kamani. You look at his record and his best has been when 2,400 and beyond. So this trip's ideal. Should be able to settle in that first half of the field from Barrier 4. Really nicely weighted. Blake McDougall, a jockey you've had a bit to do with, Boots, in pretty good form at the moment too. He's in the saddle. There's no rain predicted really outside of the storm we're getting now, but there's not a lot of rain in it. So we'll be on a good four on Saturday. So, yeah, I think Team Captain is the pick for me, Moods.
Yeah, well, it's hard to argue with Smoking Roman's form, isn't it? Beaten by Will John, two back, the Jericho Cup winner, and beaten by Wentwood, a whisker in the Bendigo Cup. We saw Wentwood run very well in the Zipping Classic. So, Jay Carr, hard to beat. But I was with you, Team Captain. I thought he was good at Flemington the other day. Good and solid. Blake McDougall riding up a storm. Maybe, I don't know.
Can you leave the chicken crimpies alone while you're giving your tip?
No, I can't. I eat when I'm trying to sort things out. There's the chicken crimpy.
You must have a lot to sort out.
Yeah. No, Team Captain, I'm with the 10. Blake McDougall, Matt Kamani.
Those chicken crimpies, they will be the death of me at the Gold Coast this year. We're sharing a house together for Gold Coast Magic Millions, and the boxes of chicken crimpies we go through is just astounding.
A pallet of 4X gold and a pallet of chicken crimpies. That's all he needs to get through a big week of Magic Millions.
And a heap of red meat. Then we're sorted, aren't we, Pete?
We're there, mate. Right, you got a tip, Anthony?
I'm going with Jay Carr because I'll be barracking for it. I got to speak to her today and she's very excited about the comeback. She's 2 kilos, would you believe, she's 2 kilos lighter than what she was riding weight when she left. So that's a testament to the hard work she's been putting in and riding plenty of track work and trials. There was a nice little two-year-old that trialed at Sandown today, 1x5, happens to be in the Rosemont colours. We're all a bit excited about it. She will win the Pakenham Cup. She'll take racing by storm. I think they're a bit keen, Jamie and Clayton, on the runner on Friday too. So if our Ladbrokes Moody on the Mic listeners want to follow that one, I would not advise against. So Jamie Carter to kick off strongly after a little layoff.
How much prize money for the trial win today at Sandown?
Well, Pete, there's no prize money, as you know, trials.
I just thought I'd check.
He's on track to run nicely at Flemington on Saturday week, and that would set him up to have a go at the Magic Millions, unlike Brereton, who you've overcooked, and he's in the paddock eating grass right in front of my very eyes. You know, it would have been nice to have him manage through to make it to a nice race like that. It's worth $2 million, Pete, the Magic Millions. But no, they don't have prize money for trials, no.
You should employ better trainers, mate.
Hey, the George Moore Stakes is on in Doomben on Saturday, Rain Man, and you're based in Brisbane, and it has not stopped raining for a long time now. I know you're building the arc out the back of your house, but will we even race at Doomben on Saturday, do you think?
I'd still think it's 50-50, Rog. The weather here is awful. I cannot cop wet weather at all, and the fact that it's interrupting with what is looking like it's going to be an outstanding summer racing carnival is really grinding my gears at the moment. But is this George Main Stakes, if we get it, is it's packed full of quality. Zoo Style is the favourite. Return to the races in emphatic fashion last start. We know how good he is on his best. He's $2.70. Baller was very good first up, $6. We own a smart one, 7 wins from 8 race starts for David Van Dyke, a very promising horse. Shooting for goals, flying. Wonderbar's a dual acceptor. I'm not sure where it goes yet, but it's in the mix. Signor Fox, Alligator Blood, $16. So this is a serious race, this George Main Moore Stakes. Zoo Style was so impressive first up, and if he does bring his best form, he's going to be very tough to beat. He's never been on a heavy track before, but he's 3 from 4 on a soft track. So I don't think the heavy will be that much of a problem for him. And if he does bring his best, he's the class above here. But I think this is going to be a serious form race to watch going forward. I think this race will produce a stack of feature race winners right throughout the Brisbane Summer Racing Carnival. So hopefully we get this race shot off without a hitch and we get the full 10 race meeting in at Doomben on Saturday.
Alligator Blood won't run if it's a genuine heavy. I spoke to his Billy Healy yesterday, so no chances.
So he won't be running.
No, won't be running. I reckon if they do run, Wonderbar was enormous.
Wonderbar's just been scratched, Rog. I'll cut you off.
In between me talking,
it's been scratched from the George Moore. So a little spoiler, Wonderbar will be my best bet.
We just needed the
breaking news.
Scratching.
All right, well, bugger it. I'm going with Zoo Style then. I had something written as to why I was tipping Wonderbar. That's bloody out the window. So bugger it, go on the favourite. Hopefully he handles the swap, but I don't think he's racing. I don't think they're racing on Saturday. Moods?
Yeah, well, I'm with you. 1,000,000 to 1, I would have thought. No, listen, you can't. I would think quite a few of these horses would probably be withdrawn under severely heavy conditions with their summer in front of them and race 9 of the day. And some of them return. Well, Alligator Blood obviously comes out. Zoo Style, would Tony Gollan risk him on very heavy ground coming back off issues? It's probably down to a grinder, three out of four
on soft.
Yeah, I know, but he's coming back. I think he's resuming from some form of injury and force break, wasn't he?
And looked to bolt up.
Yeah, I don't know the understanding of it. I just thought maybe a tough seasoned older horse like Chapter and Verse or Signor Fox, even, you know, under the conditions, you know, Rock Hard might slog it out a bit better than some of the others that might have bigger targets down the track. But yeah, listen, the answer's a pineapple. Pick whatever prick you want.
Right. said the nun to the priest.
Speaking of pricks, here's Anthony Method.
Are you all getting a bit carried away with the weather forecast, Rain Man? We've got a man in Brisbane, and are we overreacting to... I spoke to Tony Golan this morning, and he was all plans ahead. We've got a couple of runners up there, and let's plough on. He thought it was going to be okay.
It's pretty wet. I think they will race, but it'll definitely be a very heavy track. It has not stopped raining for 2 weeks.
Is it raining today?
Yeah, raining today. It sort of has cleared up a little bit. We had a little bit of sun this afternoon, but it's been like we haven't seen weather like this in Queensland since the Brisbane floods of 2010.
Yeah, okay. Well, Zoo Style for want of a tip for me. I like him. I thought he came back in super impressive fashion. He won arrogantly. It was the old Zoo Style that made us all sit up and go, wow, when he burst onto the scene a couple of seasons ago. And
If he's right physically, he could be a wow factor horse for the next 6 to 12 months.
Make every race even more exciting with Ladbrokes Same Race Multi. Ladbrokes has Australia's biggest same race multi offering across thoroughbred, greyhound, harness and international racing. Add up to four runners to a same race multi and watch your potential payout increase. Get the down low on the download and get the Ladbrokes app today. Ladbrokes!
T's and C's apply. See ladbrokes.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Best bets time here on Moody on the Mic. We'll still probably throw the best bets in over the summer edition, the listener episodes. Don't forget to get your submissions in, moodymailbag@gmail.com. Rain Man, you missed last week, and you were such a late scratching, we didn't even get a best bet from you. So at least give us one, maybe two this week. What do you got?
My best bet bolted in last week as well, so that's a real shame.
Yeah, easy to say that after the fact. Exactly, a good bloke right to have a round after an emergency.
We'll go to Doomben Race 8 with the 2. A horse I've already mentioned, Wonderbar, who has been scratched from the George Moore to run here in the Eureka Stud Classic. It's flying this preparation, this horse. Wasn't beaten far in the Hot Danish. Only beaten by Lost and Running, who has formed around the best sprinters in the country in the Hunter. And then is back to Phillies and Mares Company in a much, much weaker race in here in the Eureka Stud Classic. So has drawn barrier 15. I don't think that's going to be a problem because she gets back anyway. And I think being drawn wide could be an advantage by that time of the day at Doomben as well. So definitely the horse to beat here for mine. Race 8, number 2, Wonderbar.
Okay, so just the one from you?
Yeah, just the one, Rog.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the Valley on Friday night. Now, as we record this, there's no market up, but it's in the Ladbrokes 55-second challenge, so race 5. It's number 3, Brownie. 5 starts, 3 wins, 2 placings. The placings just missed. The wins were dominant. Last start over 1,000 at the Valley, and the Phillies and Mares benchmark 70 blew them away. I reckon she probably goes up somewhere between 250 and 3 bucks.
Yeah, I think she'll be pretty short, Rog, but I completely agree with you. She's the best bet of the night at the Valley. She looks very, very promising in the 55-second challenge. The Ladbrokes 55-second challenge looks like the perfect race for her.
Don't piggyback a second tip on my best bet.
What about that?
Brownie, if you want. Race 5, number 3.
He's just going for a bit of me time. He might earn himself a hat here, Rain Man.
Come on.
Yeah, I like it. I like what you're doing there. I'm picking up what you're putting down. My best bet, because we always finish with Moods, because he loves to wrap things up in his inimitable fashion. The racing.com Vobis Gold Bullion is a race that is worth a significant amount of money, and I've got in a significant amount of trouble because we've engaged the services of Jamie Carr, and Petey's mate Brett Preble wasn't terribly happy to get the pull off this horse. So didn't really think about it when I got a call from Jamie's manager to say she'll be back and can she ride Paula. So poor old Brettie wasn't terribly happy when he rang me on Friday and said, "What happened? Where's the love?" Anyway, sorry, Brettie. Jay Carr goes on. Way to go, Paula. Drawn a bit sticky, but she'll sort that out. And she's well in the market, well found in the market. So I can't give you odds, but you're not going to get odds about Jay Carr, particularly early in her comeback, I reckon. Rain Man, what are you putting up there for the Vobis Gold Bullion?
Second line of betting, way to go, Paula, $3.40. The resuming Yulong January is the favourite at $3.10.
Any price or winner, that'll do me.
Well, quite weekend for Moody Racing. No runners on Saturday. We've got a few belting around on Friday, but Saturday very quiet. But I'm going to stick with the local boys early at Pakenham. I reckon you can have a Quinella with a bit of confidence. 1-4 in race 1. De Niro and Lyrical Lad. Michael Hughlin training up a storm at the moment. Getting a winner or two every week. That's the dogs barking, the lightning's flashing, and we're about to get a storm here in Melbourne. And
What's Huggy train?
De Niro, race 1, number 1.
$9.50, De Niro.
Oh, yeah. And Philip Stokes, number 4, Lyrical Lad.
Yeah, like
what
it.
Price?
$2.60 favourite, Lyrical Lad.
Yeah, well, I reckon you could queue them up and maybe you're going to get each way odds De Niro. And Maria Mia, race 2, number 2, Shane Stockdale, bolted in at the Valley last Friday night in the second. Odds, Rain Man?
$5, Moods. It was a very impressive last start at the Valley.
I reckon you could play around with those three in the first two races however you want at Pakenham on Saturday. The local boys will have them geared up. They're playing at home. They're on fire. I just wish I was there to join them. So, unfortunately, we haven't got it.
yeah, didn't want to support the local Cup Day there, Petey.
Just couldn't find one fit enough, right. Anthony. They're all at your farm eating their grass because I trained them off at the knees this week. So no runners. So really looking forward to it. So like Rog said, we're going to speak to you on and off little short, sharp bursts over the next week. Shoot in your messages. If you want to have a yarn to us, we'll try and find you a best bet. But we're glad I have a little bit of a Christmas hiatus. And
what are we going to do to get the messages in there, Pete?
I'm not sure. Roger's the
message. What if Roger wasn't listening?
Email moodymailbag@gmail.com or on Twitter, hashtag Moody on the mic.
And we might have a special interview with Glenn Boss over the summer racing period as we welcome him into the Ludbroke stable before his return to racing. It's time on so, it.
Have a wonderful chat to him about his retirement, and then you can talk to him about his comeback. That's terrific.
Probably in back-to-back weeks.
I love the media comments today and the photos of him with a shocked look on his face, wondering if he's going to be able to get all his gear back off the punters that he threw it over the fence to at Caulfield on Saturday. But we love Bossy. He's bigger than the game, and he promotes racing unbelievably well. So more importantly, punters,
oh, yeah.
I wish I had one. I wish I had one to let run fast, but let fast horses run fast.
Ladbrokes.